1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The suspect in last fall's deadly shooting in Colorado Springs is expected to take a plea deal to state murder and hate crime charges.
23-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, who is non-binary, is accused of walking into the LGBTQ plus club last November and opening fire, killing five victims. Under Colorado law, survivors and families must be notified of a pending plea deal. Survivors tell ABC News they have been told Aldrich is expected to strike a plea deal, likely pleading guilty to charges that would keep them in prison for life. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden is hosting business leaders to find ways to slash or eliminate so-called junk fees for tickets, travel, and other consumer goods. The president meeting with representatives from Live Nation, SeatGeek, and Airbnb, among others. The crowded field of 2024 presidential hopefuls is growing. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez throwing his hat into the ring for the GOP nomination. This is ABC News. The exact charges against Marine veteran Daniel Penny will be unsealed during his arraignment on June 28th. A grand jury in New York City returned an indictment yesterday in connection with the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has more.
Neely had a documented history of mental illness, and witnesses told police he had been threatening and harassing passengers, though Penny was not specifically targeted. Neely's family responding to the indictment through their attorney, saying Daniel Penny's indictment is the right result for the wrong he committed. We will continue to fight on behalf of Jordan as this process moves forward.
Penny was initially arrested on manslaughter charges. Vatican officials say Pope Francis is expected to leave the hospital tomorrow. He's recovering from abdominal surgery. Two-time Oscar winner Glenda Jackson has died. Jackson won two Academy Awards for Women in Love in 1971 and A Touch of Class in 1974. Glenda Jackson was 87. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A man was critically injured at Lambeau Field in a construction area earlier today. He had to be extricated by firefighters. The man was taken away in an ambulance after first responders were seen giving him chest compressions. The fire department has taped off a large area on the north side of the stadium as they investigate the scene. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration is investigating. A 23-year-old Appleton man is headed to prison for coercing a minor into explicit sex acts. According to WFRV-TV in Green Bay, Judge James Peterson sentenced Wong Lo to 15 years in federal prison, followed by 15 years of supervised release. Lo pled guilty to the charges in March. In local sports, the Denmark Vikings kept their three-peat hopes alive with a come-from-behind win over Jefferson. And lastly, the show is on the road. Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations starts a one-week run June 20th at the Fox Cities PAC. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
June is Dairy Month. AgriStaff USA and Kiel says thank you to all Wisconsin dairy farmers. They want to invite you to the Kewaunee County Breakfast on the Farm, Sunday, June 18th from 8 a.m. till noon at Salentine Homestead Dairy, E1669 County Road A in Luxembourg. Enjoy a dairy good breakfast, farm tours, and plenty of activities for the family. This invite was from AgriStaff USA and Kiel, a proud sponsor of the Kewaunee County Breakfast on the Farm. Hope to see you there. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And before we start, some good news. We have baseball tickets to give away. These are some of the best seats in the house, by the way. Some of the best seats in the house. You're going to see that fastball coming right at you. We have four tickets. The Pirates game. Pittsburgh Pirates. Starting Saturday. This is on Saturday. 3:10 p.m. opening pitch. And remember a couple of things. You can listen to the Brewers live on Civic Media. Any of their games live. On Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107 FM and 1450 AM. So it's first come, first serve. Whoever calls this number and talks to Calvin, Calvin's the man, he's going to dispense the tickets. And it's against the Pirates. Little known historical fact, I'm just going to pluck out of my memory. The greatest third baseman in the history of baseball. No, not Schmidt. No, not a lot of other people. Honus Wagner. Honus Wagner. He played 100 years ago, maybe more than 100 years ago. In the days of Walter Johnson, the great pitcher, and I mean, you had Babe Ruth and all this kind of thing, but Honus Wagner from the Pirates. You will not see him at the game because he played 100 years ago. Honus Wagner. Okay, let's get right to it. Let's get right to it. And getting right to it means, unfortunately, talking about Trump's indictment to start with. We've already talked a lot about it, but Trump's indictment to start with. Trump is now centering his campaign on the prosecution, vilifying the legal system. He's the victim, that kind of thing. The reporters that covered him right after he was indicted, and then he went to that Cuban restaurant Versailles in Little Havana, and then he went up to Bedminster, his golf club, and he had a party that night. His 77th birthday was yesterday. And ostensibly it was for that. People were there. And all of the word from the journalists is that he was lackluster. He was subdued. What particularly subdued him were the pictures of boxes in the bathroom, next to the toilet, stuff spilling out on the floor in the showers. These are some of our secrets that frankly led to the capture and execution of some of our undercover agents. spike in them that year. Well, he went up there, and I want to talk a little bit about a contrast in this case, in the case of Reality Winner. Now, you may think Reality Winner won the Belmont, you know, 10 years. No, Reality Winner is a woman, good woman. She was an Air Force veteran. And she was very, very bothered by the fact that the Republicans and others were denying that there was Russian interference helping Trump in 2016. So what she did is she had a security clearance. She downloaded one document, which showed there was Russian interference. It showed that the Russians, the Ruskies, had gone fishing, that kind of fishing, and they had gotten access to voter registration rolls in some states, although fortunately there was no evidence at this point that they changed any votes. She sent it to a website called Intercept. I've never been on Intercept, but Intercept are not the brightest bulbs on the tree. And they basically, by their actions, caused her to be prosecuted. What did they do? They took the document and then they sent it to the NSA and said, do you want to respond? Word, you know, the New York Times gets this kind of stuff all the time. You don't send it to the agency. If you're in the media, you don't burn your source. You confirm it through other ways and then you publish it. Well, what they did was they immediately looked to see who had accessed that document. Then they looked to see who had corresponded with Intercept, and they arrested her. And she pled guilty to be cooperative, said that she wished she hadn't done it. Even though she put in a guilty plea, she, for one document, and this is a document, a true document, that showed Russians hacking into voter registration files in the 2016 election. That information should have been disclosed to the people of the United States. And for doing that, she got a sentence of 5 years and 3 months, the longest sentence for disclosing a classified document like that, the longest sentence. And she was denied bail. She tried it twice. They locked her up in the hoosegow until she pled guilty, and then they sent her to a prison in Texas. Remember General Petraeus, he showed a document to his biographer whom he was seeing romantically, and he didn't get anything. And if you're the big boys, don't get anything. Reality Winner, that's her name, by the way. She is from South Texas. Her father, for instance, thought that was a great name. I think it is a great name, but that's what happened to her. That isn't what happened to Trump. He not only wasn't denied bail, he can travel internationally if he wants. He can do whatever he wants. And he's making himself out to be the martyr simply because he has a megaphone. He has people who will listen to him. And I want to talk briefly about the disclosure of those documents that resulted in the killing of our undercover agents. Everybody is pussyfooting around that. Because somehow, well, we can't verify that he showed it to him, because there isn't a picture of him in a dark corner with a guy in a raincoat passing over documents. That isn't how it's done. You saw those pictures. Those pictures in unlocked rooms. Two Chinese spies were photographed at one of his events. I mean, Chinese spies in his company. Several Russian spies, one of them said she was a Rothschild, lying about it. And you know what that was exposed by? Not by the New York Times, it was exposed by a small paper in Pennsylvania. These people are roaming around there. You don't think they had agents disguised as housekeepers, as waiters, as janitors, who just simply had to make a delivery or walk by somewhere? And they rifle through this stuff. They don't have to take it. They photograph it. The FBI, and I'm going to say this again, and the CIA, know what happened. The CIA sent out a station memo to all CIA stations around the world saying we had a very big spike in our agents being captured. When they're captured, they're tortured, and then they are killed. Why did Trump do this? Why isn't this being emphasized more? He did it in revenge against his loss and to monetize it. His son-in-law Kushner gets $2 billion from the Saudis. $2 billion. Just days before the father-in-law is going to leave the presidency. You think they did it in gratitude? No, I don't think they did it in gratitude. They did it from future expectation. That's what they did it in. That's what they did it in. He is on the take, not just from the Saudis, but from the Russians. Remember, and I'm going to say this again, Kevin McCarthy said to Paul Ryan, there are two people, one in our caucus, who are being paid by the Russians, end quote. Remember that? And it was taped, and he didn't realize it. One of them was this Rohrabacher. He was a congressman from California, ultimately lost his seat. And he said the other one was Trump. Eric Trump confirmed that, told the journalists that they've been funded by the Russians for a long time because the banks cut him off for cheating him. He flat out said that. Nobody says this. Am I the only guy that has to say this? My callers are the only ones that have to say this. When every day these people are sniveling on TV, Trump and his running dogs going, and his fellow travelers going, it's unfair, it's a witch hunt, what about Hillary and all this sort of stuff? No agents died. No agents died with anybody else. And now here is another fact, and I want you to chew on this. The problem with prosecuting him for disseminating this is that he then has the right under our Constitution to see the document, show it to the jury, and it's going to get around. The CIA has made a determination that some of these documents are so sensitive that if they come out publicly in a trial, they'll identify other agents and they'll be killed. And there are ways that Trump can agree, criminal defendant can agree, we are simply going to show this to the jury and take it back. It won't be in the permanent record, blah, blah. No. He wants this disclosed out of vengeance. Out of vengeance, he wants this disclosed. You now have a totally incompetent, in my view, biased judge, but a totally incompetent judge. She was 38 years old when she was appointed to the bench 3 years ago. She's 41 now. She's handled a total of 4 criminal cases in her life before she went on the bench. 2 of them only as lead counsel, having to do with felons in possession of guns. I'm going to talk a little bit after the break, as we go on with this, about even what an experienced judge would have to do in this case. And she is absolutely inexperienced. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 52. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 72. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 52 tonight. High of 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 52 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
But I had a dogger to cry all the time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up that segment. We'll go to the lines. This judge, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, is not only biased. Remember, she's the one that said in a prior written opinion, part of the record, when she shut down the FBI investigation of his taking documents, allowed him to transfer the documents and hide them, that may have contributed to more deaths of our undercover agents. She said he's entitled to special deference because of his prior position, end quote. That is an attitude in Colombia. That is an attitude in a lot of cultures. That's not an attitude in our culture. How did she become a federal judge? She'd been assistant U.S. attorney for a couple of years, not even the U.S. attorney, handled four criminal cases. Only two of them as lead counsel, and those were for felon in possession of guns. And now she is going to be called on to decide how the most serious secret documents in the nation's possession get introduced in evidence without their being turned over publicly to the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians. One of the things you do when you apply for a federal judgeship, they say, we want you to show us every written thing you've written. Okay? It's a book, law review article, blah, blah, blah. She had 20 of them. 19 of them were articles, cheery, feel-good articles in the Spanish language publication. One of them was on how tomatoes, I'm not kidding, how tomatoes can help cure tumors. Another one was about music. They asked her nothing about law. They asked her any public statements you've made and, you know, speeches. She said none. How the heck did she get confirmed? She got confirmed because she's a member of the Federalist Society. That's why. And they figure, okay, this is great. We'll have a Latina from Florida and get her in there. That she's not qualified. And her cultural orientation is to pay special deference to El Gordo, to kneel in front of El Gordo. That is what is going on here. Trump is going to insist that these documents be entered into the record, which is public. And representing the media, as I did for many years, there were times where a court tried to keep exhibits secret. That's not possible. Not possible, except in very limited circumstances. And so I was successful in getting these records unveiled so the media could look at them, my clients. But they had nothing to do with national security. They had nothing to do with patents like the Coca-Cola secret. There would simply be criminal things that somebody didn't want to get out, and they should have gotten out. She doesn't know any of this. She's ignorant about this. Trump will say that under the Fifth Amendment, which is the Due Process Amendment, I have a right to see these. I have a right to talk to my lawyers about them. They have a right. This one has a right. That one has the right. Everywhere, right. Okay. And the jury has a right. And then they have to be preserved for appeal and blah, blah, blah. The lives of our undercover agents are at risk. I want to say that again. The lives of our undercover agents are at risk. Trump knows that. He will press it. He will press it to try to use it to hurt the government. He does not care. Keep that in mind the next time if you're out there and you think, oh, well, he's not being fairly treated. What he did by keeping those documents there, knowing that Chinese and Russian spies and probably Iranian spies, certainly the Saudis, who share things with the Russians, share things with the Chinese, and now share things with the Iranians, would have it, and he was handsomely paid. We're going to quick go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Not the first time a Republican has been cozy with the Iranians. Remember, Ronald Reagan was quite cozy with them prior to the election in 1980. And yes, that it's becoming tiresome, you know, to hear his Trump's defenders defending this and that and the other thing, because even there's probably unclassified documents that actually can be damaging to our agents afield.
Right.
Because the people that are analyzing this information, you know, they can draw conclusions from the information they got. And the whole problem is, oh, it was in the lock, in a bathroom with a lock. Well, as far as I know, bathrooms locked from the inside.
But who cares? This thing wasn't locked. Right. And come on. And there's all these staff going around and spies. No, you're absolutely right on the money. Mark, thanks a lot. Dick from Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Matt, something about, I don't quite understand this. She is just, it's breaking this afternoon. I'm talking about this judge asking for a notice of compliance by counsel by tomorrow and something in writing by next Tuesday. I don't know. Is she talking about Trump's legal counsel, I'm assuming? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, Dick, I haven't seen the story because we went on the air and it hadn't broken by the time I went on the air. So we'll certainly look at it. And if we need to, we'll get to it tomorrow. But it's not just that I don't trust this judge, Dick. This judge is not competent. You don't bring a surgeon in for the most consequential, for instance, God forbid, remember what happened to Ronald Reagan? He got shot and they had some of the best surgeons in the world and they're operating on. This is the president of the United States. They didn't have a hack in there who'd had four surgeries, only two of them as lead surgeons and hernia operations or something. they didn't do that. They brought in the best. And this thing was filed in Palm Beach County. She was one of three judges that was liable to get it. She's not only biased. I'm saying she's not competent to do this job. She's not competent to do this job without endangering the lives of our undercover agents. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Crying all the time.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The suspect in last fall's deadly shooting in Colorado Springs is expected to take a plea deal to state murder and hate crime charges.
23-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, who is non-binary, is accused of walking into the LGBTQ plus club last November and opening fire, killing five victims. Under Colorado law, survivors and families must be notified of a pending plea deal. Survivors tell ABC News they have been told Aldrich is expected to strike a plea deal, likely pleading guilty to charges that would keep them in prison for life. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden is hosting business leaders to find ways to slash or eliminate so-called junk fees for tickets, travel, and other consumer goods. The president meeting with representatives from Live Nation, SeatGeek, and Airbnb, among others. The crowded field of 2024 presidential hopefuls is growing. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez throwing his hat into the ring for the GOP nomination. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A man was critically injured at Lambeau Field in a construction area earlier today. He had to be extricated by firefighters. The man was taken away in an ambulance after first responders were seen giving him chest compressions. The fire department has taped off a large area on the north side of the stadium as they investigate the scene. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration is investigating. A Kaukauna woman is not happy with the city's fire department. Jamie Schmidt says her home was damaged after a controlled burn to get rid of invasive plants on a plot of nearby wetlands. According to the Post-Crescent, Schmidt says the city admitted fault and agreed to pay her until they saw the size of the bill. Kaukauna Mayor Tony Penterman released a statement apologizing for damage to Schmidt's home and said the city is hoping to resolve the issue to her satisfaction. In local sports, the Denmark Vikings kept their three-peat hopes alive with a come-from-behind win over Jefferson. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Did you know the Country Music Hall of Fame group, the Oak Ridge Boys, is celebrating 50 years of great music? The boys are on tour and will be playing the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh Friday, June 16th. Their four-part harmony upbeat songs are legendary, but do you know which of their many hit singles topped the country charts and became a top five on the pop charts? Is it Bobby Sue, Elvira, or their holiday song, Thank God for Kids? The answer coming up.
I'm the new guy. I joined in October of 73. I was 25 years old, and here it is 50 years later. I'm still singing with the Oak Ridge Boys, and I'm 75 years old.
That's Joe Bonzel, the tenor of the group. I talked with him about the Oshkosh show and their fans.
They can expect to hear a fast-paced show, lots of music, lots of singing. You can bring grandma, bring the kids, and they're not going to hear nothing they shouldn't hear.
And one thing you can expect to hear, the song Elvira. It is the Oak Ridge Boys' single hit to top both the country and pop charts. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the line. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Steve?
Hi, Matt.
Hey,
what's
Steve.
What's the scoop with Stefani Willis, case? It seems like it's being unfairly delayed over there in Georgia. I wasn't sure how that was going with the judge there. And did you see that Trump's lawyers tried to pull some shenanigans with basically pulling her off?
Yeah, let me give you an update on what we know right now. Fannie Willis, I'm a huge fan of Fannie Willis. She's a DA of Fulton County, Atlanta. Now, that's admittedly a big city, but that said, she is not the Attorney General of Georgia. And she's not a federal prosecutor. She's a DA. And she is of a county, one county, and she is set to prosecute the fake electors, among others, in Georgia and perhaps elsewhere. Right now, Jack Smith's grand jury in D.C. had in the Nevada fake electors for testimony, and it may very well be that he'll prosecute also. But those fake electors have got to be prosecuted. And frankly, the people who were their fellow travelers and running dogs have to be prosecuted. Remember, Ron Johnson had the fake electors from Michigan in his possession. Well, why Michigan? He doesn't represent Michigan. So now Fannie Willis, what they've tried to do is nail her in a couple of ways. Number one, they rushed to pass a statute that the governor signed saying that there's a commission can yank any DA it basically thinks is not enforcing the law the way they think they should. In other words, investigating Trump, but they don't say that. They say not prosecuting certain things. Certain things are marijuana and abortion. Well, Fannie Willis has said, look, I'm prosecuting some of the toughest gangs in the country, violent gangs in Atlanta. I have the fake elector prosecution, the Brad Raffensperger extortion, murders, rapes, burglaries, and I only have X number of lawyers, and you triage that. You triage that. Basically, she's not going to prosecute simple possession of marijuana in small amounts. She'll go after drug dealers, and she's not going to go after doctors on abortions. And I agree with her. Well, they'll say, oh, no, you should be going after simple possession and doctors and yanker. I think they're going to have a hard time doing it because she is going to issue these criminal charges at the latest by August. And apparently this thing doesn't go into effect, I think, till right around then. And then they have got to investigate it and give their reasons and this, that, and the other thing. Trump's people claim prosecutorial misconduct on the part of anybody who prosecutes him. The simple act of prosecuting him is, quote, misconduct. That's a very typical motion for a desperate defendant. That's not going to go anywhere. But the judge down there that's going to supervise the grand jury, the jury's still out on him. He has done certain things that I question in terms of delay, but I may be wrong. I don't know that there's anything ultimately wrong with the guy, but Fannie Willis is somebody we should admire. She's standing up to just a firestorm. Thanks for calling. CJ of Beaver Dam, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, CJ?
Hi, Matt. I just want to let you know that Jack Smith could actually prosecute every single document, no matter the classification on it, through the SIPA Act, the Classified Information Procedures Act. SIPA Section 3 requires the court, upon the request of the government, to issue an order to protect against the disclosure of any classified information disclosed by the United States to any defendant in any criminal case. So basically what they do is I believe it's the Director of National Intelligence, writes a summary of each and every document and does not have any classified information in it. They basically just say, this is what's in that document, but we will not show you that document under the SIPA procedures.
That is great information. CJ, by the way, substantial experience in the intelligence community. And what CJ is referring to, and that's true, Trump can be prosecuted even for documents that are not classified if they lead to some disability against the United States in defense or its interests. And what I did not know, and what CJ just said, is that they can describe a document without showing it. Now, I'll say this to CJ. That will depend somewhat on the judge, whether the judge is willing to order that and agree to it. And if you have a judge who's frankly very inexperienced, forget bias, inexperienced, she may think, well, I'm not going to do that. That'd have to go up to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. If that is done before the trial, it will simply delay it. But if this comes up in the middle of trial and she denies it, and Trump is acquitted, or she directs a verdict, which she can do without letting it go to the jury, that's not appealable. That's one of the concerns I have. But I thank you for that terrific call, CJ. I appreciate it. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get you in order. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're next. What's your mind today, Joe?
Thanks as always for the opportunity, Matt. I do appreciate your detailing all of this and really helping us understand that this was just an open market at Mar-a-Lago. It was come on down, you know, dig around, see what you want, just, you know, whatever you like, take it, see ya. Give me a report later and we'll work on the money aspect or the favor aspect or whatever was involved there. But I, you know what I mean? It was a fire sale. It was like, come on down, you know, let's talk. And I wanted to extend this conversation a little bit more. And I thank CJ for calling with this information about how Jack Smith could go about this with this SIPA Act that was detailed. I wanted to just extend over into this question of why are the other people within the Republicans and within Congress being so willing to put themselves, you know, out on a limb to support this guy who is, you know, he's a criminal. It just looks absolutely terrible. And I'm wondering what your reaction to this is as a lawyer. When you look at some of these people who we know were involved in January 6th, for example, Gosar, Bobart, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mo Brooks, we know that these people and their staffs were involved in this. But we also know that there are others where they're just funny business that was associated with this. For example, Ron Johnson and the illegal electors. For example, Lindsey Graham and his activities in this. And more importantly, Chuck Grassley, which has always been the oddest one to me, stating that, gee, I don't know that we can really count on Mike Pence being here tomorrow to be certifying the election results, but I'll be here. I mean, what, did he think he was going to be hanging from a rope? I mean, what? So I'm wondering if you, as a lawyer, if you had a thought about this, that maybe the reason why these people, the people within the Republican Congress are in this so deep, that there's a worry that Trump will save his skin by squealing like a stuck pig about the other people within Congress who were part of this January 6th situation. So I'd be curious about your reaction to that. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Excellent call. I'm going to respond now and go back to the line. So do not hang up anybody. But here's my take on it. Marco Rubio, by the way, Jim Jordan was part of that, too. Jim Jordan met in the White House with Trump and about the Green Bay sweep and getting this thing overturned. They all have their fingers in it. Rubio, though, Senator Rubio of Florida just yesterday said that this is an unfair prosecution. He said, quote, because there is no proof that Trump showed it to anybody, end quote. What I have to say to Marco Rubio, Marco, why do you think people were captured and killed among our adversaries? Spike, a spike in them, an unusual spike in executions and capture of our undercover spies. You think that might have anything to do, as Joe, you put it, with a fire sale just come down? You saw those boxes? People can determine who leaked the stuff to the United States from the documents in those boxes. Doesn't have to have their names on it. Doesn't have to have their names on it. What I can't believe is that Rubio would say something like that. People like Gosar, Bobert, Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, Marjorie Taylor Greene, these are people that I think have absolutely no ethics and no integrity. And I think to answer your question, Joe, being in the Senate or the House is the pinnacle of these people's lives. Everybody kisses their behind. They walk down polished hallways. They're on TV. They're big, big men and big women. They will not exist if the TV cameras go off. And they will do anything to stay in there. And they're afraid of Trump. Remember, Trump endorsed Robin Voss's opponent down in Mount Pleasant. And the guy was 29 years old, had no experience. And he came very close to beating Voss. And people see that. Joe, thanks an awful lot. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Derek, you guys got some really excellent input. And, you know, I've been wondering this all along, you know, because Trump is not, you know, immune to utilizing any kind of information to make people do what they want, you know, he wants them to do. Because look at when he was running his campaign and he had Pecker involved. I'm sure he's got something on everybody. You know, I always wondered about Mitch McConnell's wife, you know, because everybody was saying there was something going on there with her dad's business or maybe getting some favors from with favors for his kids. And remember, he didn't even come to work till after noon. And, you know, I keep seeing this guy, and he's been nothing but a scorn on our country, you know, throwing paper towels, you know, when the hurricane hit, you know, the negative attitude he had toward the pandemic. He didn't want to tell anybody about it or however he frames it now. And these people have stood by him. These Republicans who I used to have some respect for, in fact, a lot of respect for in the Senate, have given up everything for this man to kiss his feet. Now, there's to me, I don't understand this one bit. Because why would they? And then why did Trump keep the documents? I could see Trump having something on everybody for what they said or what they did or how they voted or who they were with or whatever. That guy's dangerous, and he don't care about anybody but himself. He's a danger to our country. I hope people wake up. I mean, remember how he was...
Thanks a lot. Gene, thanks a lot, because we're going to be coming up shortly on the break. But I love your passion, as always, and your calls are very important to me, and thank you. Adam and Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Adam?
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the fact that some news broke that there actually might be a backup plan for Jack Smith, and I may have tuned in late. You may have already hit this. But actually go after him in Bedminster, New Jersey, as it's been speculated that Trump may have shown some of these documents to his political allies in New Jersey as well. And if things don't go well in Florida with the judge, he may have a backup plan to present charges in New Jersey. I was wondering your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that's true. And obviously, that'd be a better venue. And the other good thing is the documents he showed in New Jersey were the Iran attack plan and the map. And that was generated by our own Defense Department. It's been widely, and you know, you're not going to have any undercover mole in Iran get executed for that. And it'll put a little fear in Iran. And that would be good. Here's my problem. You're going to wait for what? How long, Jack? In other words, you're going to wait and see if everything goes well or not well, what, in Florida? And then suddenly it's the nominating convention and what? And somehow things don't go well or are delayed. And so he files in Bedminster, what, in next April or May? And then if Trump wins, God forbid, and I don't think he will, he's not going to get prosecuted. So I think part of this is that we waited pretty late in the game to do this. But I think you're right as a matter of law, and thank you. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. $10 rewards plays up to four times a day. Come in June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike, along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into summer at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa. It's Dad's turn to be celebrated at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa, Sunday, June 18th. Dad's received $10 rewards play after earning 25 slot points up to four times. They also are eligible to win hourly drawings for gifts fit for all fathers. Bust out your boards and start warming up. Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusa will be having a co-ed cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team and now open at the Rewards Club booth.
Be one of the 32 teams that receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Only at Ho-Chunk Ibnicusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Ibnicusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 52. Tonight under overcast skies, northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 73. Clear skies and quiet. Tomorrow night, 52. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 52 tonight. Highs reach 73 tomorrow. Lows level off around 52 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We're going to go in order. The lines are live. If you all keep it to about 2 minutes, I'll get to all of you. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. You're first. What's your mind, Andy?
Well, Matt, as progressives, I think we always try to search for the truth and what is actual the case. But as I look at people in the red, like Iowa and all these other places, and these people are, you know, they look like average, you know, intelligent people, but they've been brainwashed and torched into believing all this stuff that that somehow, for example, Biden is driving the department or the DOJ into going after him, and why don't they go after Biden and everything? And it's sad that we have that particular group of Americans that are really not woke and not in touch with what the real thing is. I mean, you know, I try to look at everything objectively, but I just it's really sad.
Right. Well, Andy, here's the deal. Up until now, they've just complained and said, well, it's unfair and he's being prosecuted. He was just a little sloppy. If they start to realize that people were captured and killed because of this, that's a different story. And no Republican politician could possibly defend that. And their view is, well, because there's no video of his turning the stuff over to a guy in a raincoat somewhere, that's just all speculation. Well, let me tell you what isn't speculation. There was a spike in our undercover agents getting exposed, captured, and killed. And the CIA had to email their station chiefs all around the world. That was in the New York Times. That coincided with Trump leaving office and taking these documents and keeping them exposed and letting spies, two Chinese spies, a woman who said she was a Rothschild, and another Russian spy, photographed with him. Well, you took a look at these documents, and I will tell you that they resulted in the capture and execution of our undercover agents. And I do not think that the good folks in Iowa, listen, I have relatives in Omaha, they spend a lot of time in Iowa, they go across to Council Bluffs in that area. All good folks, all Americans, they have to be Republicans. But they're on the up and up, and they are not going to like people being captured and killed. And somebody has to hit back against Trump. And a lot of the messaging that comes on MSNBC and the CNN and here is very low-key and very speculative. And they always use the words like allegedly and arguably. You know, he allegedly took some documents. What do you mean he allegedly took some documents? He said he took some documents. They'll say, like with Ukraine, Ukraine and the CIA say that Russia blew up the dam. Russia says Ukraine did it, as if, well, as he said, she, no, it's not. Russia blew up the dam. Russia's committing genocide in Ukraine. We got to be much more direct in our so-called messaging. Thanks a lot for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Nice show again today, bringing out the truth. There's a few things here. First of all, we know the Supreme Court is for sale for the highest dollar. At least three of them there are. There's a number of congressional Republicans that are in bed with Trump. I don't know if they're going to go off the cliff with him or not. Like Jeannie said, maybe he has something on him. I don't know. Or on them, excuse me. I do not know. But the bottom line here is Jack Smith can go down as a hero to save this country, because this is serious stuff. And I really believe Trump can get the nomination again, and heaven forbid if he gets reelected, because the man would come back as a vengeance, and it would be not very pretty to watch. And I don't know what would happen, but at any rate, we got to root for Jack Smith. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Trump is a Russian agent. He was a Russian agent before. He had Manafort change their platform during the 2016 convention to be pro-Russian instead of pro-Ukraine on the invasion. He'd have Russians in the White House with no Americans. None, not a single one. He would meet with Putin and only use the Russian interpreter. And there's no American interpreter. Another time he told his interpreter, give me your notes. Gave him his notes so he could destroy him. The guy's not on the up and up. The guy's in the take. The guy's in the take from the Saudis, too. His hand is out. He is an agent of foreign countries. He is betraying us. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Karina?
Hi, Matt. Well, you know, all that is started, 10, 15 years ago when Trump showed up on the political arena, couldn't decide who he wanted to be, liberal, Democrat, Republicans. Got into the Republicans because Republicans are organized better than Democrats. They have a better... They are. They have a better position. They are. And for that reason, he went into a Republican because it's easier to manipulate people who are tied up to each other. And now they're even more tied up because they are cahoots. They are separatists. They're not Republicans anymore. They are separatists. So this party as is very corruptive and very, it's almost like a mafia. So the only way to deal with this and save a sanity, political sanity in this country, is to purge. You have to clean up. It has to be a good clean up for Republican Party. Anyone and everyone who had a communications and ties to Trump needs to go. That's a simple thing, because they already corrupted by association. They infected by association. This is my opinion. And this is why people are believing and going and standing behind, because all these people are money people.
Karina, that is an excellent call. We're coming to the end of the show, Karina. I can't thank you enough. Excellent call. The Republican Party has to purge itself. It has good people. It has Liz Cheney. It has Adam Kinzinger. It has Mitt Romney. They've got to purge themselves of the Trump infection. Matt Flynn Direct is going to sign off. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you to all my callers. They were excellent. All of you are excellent today. Matt Flynn Direct, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for now. Like a rolling stone.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.